listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and you are in for Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo! Why you have grown up? Who knows the plans and why they were drawn up? It's up to you not to heed the call up. I don't want to die. It's up to you not to heed the call up.
Who gives you? to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me.
Decision, they molest
me. If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me, yes, me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Hello, you beautiful souls. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Net for Tufts Reform Radio, and you are hearing music by The Clash. That's right, Joe Strummer's Spirit Was in My Dream. And for the next 2 hours, we are going to have a Clash party, and we're going to start channeling and communicating whatever it is Joe Strummer wants to communicate in this 2 beautiful hours of the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We're here until 8 p.m. Happy full pink moon. This should be a good one. All the clearing, full moons are all about clearing, all about releasing, all about getting rid of old things we don't need so we can step forward into the new. So may your heart be opened and let's do this beautiful pink full moon meditation. Infinite Spirit. For right now, just get into this groove. Get into this beautiful groove of just being. If you are feeling any discomfort today, understand that that is your body temple rearranging itself and putting you into alignment and harmony for where you should be, to your true homeostasis, and balancing you out to where exactly you need to be right now. Beautiful and magnificent. I love you to the moon and back, you beautiful angel, you beautiful soul. May your energy be on a higher vibration right now as we step into this magical full moon in Scorpio and connecting with the beautiful world of the unseen. So much sensuality, so much love, So much joy. Feel into your inner being of what it is that you want right now in this beautiful sunshine, this beautiful sunset that comes in into this full pink moon. What are the intentions of healing? What are the intentions of releasing? What is it that your higher self wants? Let's ask, what do we want? Today is about asking that question. What do I really want? We're gonna focus in on this right now. Let's focus in on this beautiful question. What do I want? And we're going to meditate on this. So for us and ourselves and for whatever it is that we need, we're going to have this intention to ask the question, Infinite Spirit, what do I want? Sit with this for a minute. Good that wants to come into our lives. Nothing is too good to be true for you. Nothing is too good for you. You must understand this right now. Let me repeat myself again. There is nothing that is too good for you, and there is nothing that is too good to be true. Comfort you and hold you and help you to understand understand that you are so loved, to help restore that power within you that never questions or second guesses the blessings that are coming into your life. You deserve this. There is nothing you need to work for or do to earn the beautiful spirit's love. You're here because of love. You're here because something wanted you to be here. Just feel into that energy of how great that love is. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what story you had. It doesn't matter what kind of pain, hurt, abuse, unlove you were brought up in. The fact that you are here breathing is evidence that there is something greater than human flesh. There's something greater than the human form that wanted you to be alive. If you're not feeling the love, you can feel, you can have it right now, even if it's not there, even if the people are not there, because all you need to know and all you need to believe is that that unseen angel is your team, is your guide, is your family. And once you have that, it starts manifesting in real life, in real time. And then all of a sudden, something happens. You notice that when you start to feel love that isn't there, and you start believing that you're being loved, and you start feeling the presence of your angels, the universe just has people show up to help you. The universe has people to show up to love you. It's happened. I've experienced it. Strangers loving you unconditionally. It is real. But it starts with you. You must make the choice. You must take the right step and right action to say, yes, I'm choosing love right now. Choose love, choose harmony, choose compassion. And you'll notice once you give this to yourself, you will start receiving this in the outside world. You will start receiving that love and mercy that you were meant to have. As you give this to yourself, you have the ability to give this to others, and it comes back to you. As you give and receive, the beautiful, beautiful cycle. The beautiful circulation of energy, and that's so beautiful. Inhale. Exhale. What is it that I want? Who do I want to become more of? What am I willing to grow into? What makes me happy? What is my purpose? We ask these questions. Nothing is too good for you. Nothing is too good to be true. Living in the light of God and living in the light of the infinite spirit right now, we open up our heart space, our heart center, and we as you're sitting down, you can see your heart glowing of that beautiful pink. You see the light that just sparkles from your heart right now. It just radiates and glows. That heart shape that is just radiating. And you notice that it is becomes and it turns into a flashlight. That flashlight guides you. And as you look into that flashlight, at the end of the light, you see clouds. You see beautiful white clouds. You see the heavens. You see, this heart space and the heart chakra and this beautiful pink energy guides you to that place of heaven. That's where it is, love. How do you get to heaven? You go through love. Feel this. Feel the energy right now. Feel the Reiki that I'm bringing in through the airwaves. From spirit. Feel the violet flame and the Saint Germain heal you. Know that everything is good, everything's all right. You are safe and you belong right now as the those roots are firmly to the ground, rooted, and you're just like the trees outside, feeling good. Your angels are here, giving you a message. Let's take a moment to hear that message. It could be the answer of what it is that you want, or it could be a message, a random message you need to hear. Let's take a moment. Hours of the show. It could come to you in your dream tonight. It could come to you tomorrow. It's when you're ready. You're going to get the message when you're ready. Because that's when you're ready is when you're going to take the action. As I opened up my eyes, you're not going to believe the message that I just saw. There is a 6-13-3-3. Right next to the time, it says I started the guided meditation. That's manifesting. That's angels. Open up your eyes and give a nice big smile and love and joy. I hope you got exactly what you need in that meditation. Wherever you are, driving, walking, laying down, cleaning, whatever you're doing, I hope you are feeling loved and feeling that energy. I hope you are feeling loved from the infinite spirit and the angels. You're so beautiful. I love you so much. Woo! Oh my goodness. Well, that was magnificence. Pure magnificence. And as I would like to say, pure radiance. Thank you so much. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts. Freeformed Radio. I am your host, I'm Merlinite, the Boston medium. If you are just tuning in right now, we just did our guide meditation. And if you want to know what's going on in the show, we got Joe Strummer's spirit. Now, let me tell you something about Joe Strummer's spirit. I've had many encounters. I love it. Just be quiet. I have many encounters.
Really?
One second. I've had many basically encounters with Joe Drummer Spirit. He's a part of why Paranormal Playground Sounds exists. He's a part of the team of angels. And so he used to come in my dreams a lot, and he used to tell me things like, you know, you should, you know, he would say things like when I was, you know, back then, if we had the technology that we had now, I would have done more web design. I would have done more art. I would have made more flyers for the band if I had the kind of technology you have. So it's very important for you to continue your art and to start this with a website. So I did this, and you know, it was like I got a reading from him, and it was completely accurate. You know, I went ahead and just started making art. You know, I never took an art class, I did take art classes in high school, but I never really went to art school. So I just never really thought of it. But until Joe Strummer gave me the cue, go ahead and do it, girl. That's when I started doing it. So he's very near and dear to me. When I've had encounters with his spirit, what I can tell you what his spirit is like, he's very, very non-judgmental. He's a very, like his spirit is extremely, he's a sweetheart. His spirit is so non-judgmental. He's so loving, and he just sees everything everything for what it is. And he sees directly into you, into your soul. And he has that, it's like a youthful energy, but a wise grandfather energy at the same time. And, you know, last night, when I had the dream, I had a dream basically that he was at, it was like, you know, so he was in England, okay? I had a dream that I was surrounded by these like mini little, they were like mini castles. And so they look like mini, they're like, all the houses look like mini castles, and it was like water, and it was like, there was water near, and it was like the ocean, and the ocean was really roaring, and then I was surrounded by these little homes and little castles, and it was so cute, but it was so, the feeling was so like, it was so real, like I was really there with him. Like the last few days of his life, it was like this was real. This was a real memory that I had, and I really knew him. And I actually, and it showed me, I went to his last show. It was as if I was a spirit with him. It was, I'm just realizing what that dream was about and what it was. I was a spirit to him. So even though I was alive during that time, you know, when he crossed over, you know, I was a teenager during that time. So even though that was happening, my spirit that was in the spirit world was actually with him in those couple of days watching him. And that dream took me back to remembering what that was like to be with him as a spirit, to be by his side and being chosen to be by his side and seeing. So this was already written, that we were going to have this kind of connection. And so I just realized that right now as I'm talking, that was my spirit that astral projected to him. And I was acting as a spirit to him. Oh my God, this is so nuts. This is just this never gets old. It just keeps unfolding. Everything just keeps unfolding. And I'm realizing right now why spirit kind of wants me on the mic, just solo, no music in the background, because they want people to really listen to what I'm saying, because it's very important, because this is real. We do, you know, we do that. We have the ability to be spirits in the spirit world, watching over other people in their life and what they're doing, and being by their side before they cross over. So as a medium, it makes sense that my spirit could extend to that. So that dream, I'm realizing, brought me back, and that was real. That did happen. I was thinking, you know, I was just like, it just crossed my mind because I was like, to be honest, it felt like I really knew him. And it felt like I was really with him, and it felt like very melancholy. Like, I knew what it was like to watch you die in those couple of days. I knew what it was like to be with you in the last couple of days. I knew what it was like to be close to you. And I can't believe I got to experience that. And it was so real, but it was. So, I mean, yeah, to be honest, it felt very, it was a beautiful scene. It was beautiful. The seeing those houses in England and being in England, but to be honest, it was very bittersweet. And so, but at the same time, I'm glad to be able to have those emotions. I'm glad to have that connection. And it was called, it's Broomfield, Somerset in England. And it was sudden. It was very sudden, but for some reason, as a spirit, I was the only one who knew that he was going to cross over soon, and he knew. It was weird. It was like he knew my spirit was there with him, but he didn't know who I was. It's almost like I was a guide. He did tell me something, but I forgot in the dream. So he's just like, well, I guess you're just going to have to, the message is just going to have to come out on Paranormal Playground Sounds. So that makes sense. Thank you, Joe Strummer, just for just being you. I really feel like there's no other band. There's no other artist. It's the same thing with Brian Wilson. There's just no one who compares. There's no one. He is his own. He has his own beautiful uniqueness, just as I see Brian Wilson. And what I love about Joe Strummer is his influences are very strong in rockabilly, 1950s rock and roll. And I feel like that's why I connect so much with Joe Strummer and Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys, because they both have very similar influences. And so, Joe Strummer was very strongly influenced by Johnny Cash and Bo Diddley. And those are my two very, very strong, influencers. Bo Diddley, inspired me to start playing, the harmonica on my tracks. And we know that Johnny Cash, he talks a lot in my spirit. His spirit talks a lot to me. But I love the fact how he was able to just make his own. He just took that, but he also with reggae, with punk, with 50s rock and roll, he made such a beautiful genre that is Signature Clash. It was just, it's magnificent. It's a work of art. And I'm glad to have this show today because I get to be reminded and inundated with Clash as we are right now of how wonderful and beautiful he is. And I just found all this vinyl and WMFO of the Clash and woo! I almost blew my top. That was just amazing to find. But anyways, let's get to some music because I'm ready for some music. Are you? That's what it's about. Let's get to it. Let's get to some London Calling, Lovers Rock, right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO.
Everybody knows it's a crying shame, but nobody knows the poor baby's name when she forgot that thing that she had. Yeah. Oh, to swallow. Oh, you waste the man you're free with your seed. When you make lovers rob, but once that goes, the strength that you need. We'll be right back.
look around to make lovers rough. You must know the place you can't get to make lovers rough. Everybody knows it's a crying shame, but nobody knows a poor baby's name when she forgets that thing that she has. Oh, to swallow.
Oh, From the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Gonna really
We come from garage land.
Hello there, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That's right, we are doing it and we're kicking it old school. We are playing all Clash, baby, from till 8 p.m. We are celebrating the full pink moon with Clash music because Joe Strummer was in my dreams last night and he's got to offer us a I can't wait for the messages, but I've just been sitting here like, I'm so glad this happened. I'm so glad we're doing this. It's like, I needed this. I needed Clash in my life. And I was just like, oh, it's been so long, you know, since I put on like a bunch of Clash. And I'm like, I got to get back to this. I got to just keep, you know, because sometimes the, you know, my favorite bands and my favorite artists, like, you know, I haven't listened to in a while and I don't get back around. And I'm so glad that he came back to me and was like, remember, Mariah, you know, remember what inspires you, girl. And I was like, yeah, I know. And the rest of the band. I actually might go back and watch a documentary on them. It's so intense. Like, there's so much emotion involved with this. It just brings me back. And it's so there's just that feeling inside. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say. I can't wait to understand, you know, what comes up. And so don't miss out, because at 7:05, I'm going to do a little bit of shamanic drumming. I'm deciding to do the drumming because every time I do the drumming, I get healed. And more, I've been dreaming of drums and drumming, and it's just been coming in. And now I'm remembering last dream that I had. I got a new drum, and I really need to start taking this seriously. I feel like spirit, because won't stop bringing drums into my dreams. And I'm like, of course, because I get healed every time I drum. It's a direct sound healing. And I really need to take it seriously because I get healed and that's why we're doing it. So we're going to have a little bit of a journey at 7:05. Whoa. Has that ever happened to you? Like, you just choke on air? I legit just choked on air. Or was it something else? Just kidding. I really want to say something really inappropriate, but no. Like, you know, like, was that a ghost messing with me doing it? No, just kidding. Okay, anyway. It is 6:57. We're here till 8 p.m. I cannot believe time flies. It flies so fast when you're having fun. When you're just in the moment. And just connecting and just feeling everything, and it just feels good. It feels good to be here playing Clash, and I'm playing a lot. I'm getting to play a lot of stuff from, like, you know, Give 'Em the Rope, and, you know, combat rock and Sandinista, and you know, the Clash album. You know, there's so many good ones. You know, I don't know. I had this thought the other day, and I was just like, I don't know. I'm sorry, but I feel like the Clash is better than the Beatles. I mean, that's just my own opinion. Because everyone's like, oh, the Beatles are like the best band from England. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, I don't know. If I really, really want to like take it there and be like the best thing that ever came out of England, I'm sorry, it had to be the Clash. It just is, in my opinion. I mean, you can definitely disagree with me if you want, but that's just my opinion. I don't know. There's just so much. Everything, when you hear interviews, when you see footage, it's just everything about them is just so interesting. Not saying that the Beatles aren't interesting, it's just, there's just so much, I feel like there's just so much more creativity going on there than more than meets the eye. But that's just me. Again, that's my connection. But I mean, I can't sit here and lie and be like I haven't been inspired by the Beatles. I mean, I listened to Rubber Soul. I fell in love with Rubber Soul before I fell in love with Pet Sounds. But then later on, I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. So anyways, let's continue on with some more Clash music until 7:05, where we can do some drumming, more music, then we get to the angel messages. It's been